Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You see, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." What a shame. What a disaster it would be for any believer to miss this sign. We've been told here that in the last days, God will pour. He will release a steady flow of His Spirit on all flesh. But what a shame it would be for any believer to miss this sign. What a shame it would be to miss out on the outpouring of God's wonderful Spirit. That's why my main prayer point is, Lord, don't let me miss out on you pouring out your Spirit. Don't let me miss out on this wonderful sign. We all know that we're given many different signs about what will happen in the last days, how people will act, how people will be unfaithful, how there will be a nation rising against nation. But those are not the signs I want to focus on. I do not want to miss the sign of God pouring out His Spirit in the last days. I instead want to be a recipient. I want to be a partaker. I want the Holy Spirit to flood my life. So what is it that you are focused on in the last days? Because if you're not praying and watching, then that day of the Lord will sneak up on you like a thief in the night.
May I suggest to you that while so many of us are preoccupied with physical healing, there are a great number of people who yearn for healing in their hearts. There are people who have experienced great tragedy in their lives, and they still carry pain and hurt today. There are people out there who need healing in their minds. Their past may be filled with unspeakable things, and it's only the healing power of God that can reach into a person's mind and put them together. What I'm trying to tell you is that you should not focus on the physical alone. Of course, God can heal. He can heal you miraculously and instantly. He can heal you through doctors. But if you're there wondering, where is my healing? When will it be my turn? Well, could it be that God has allowed this in your life so that He can teach you, perhaps mold you, or even refine you? Could it be that this suffering in your life is creating in you a clean heart that's more focused on God? Could this suffering be the thing that's teaching you to be humble? To be more caring towards others, to be more grateful and content with what you have. Have you ever heard the saying that goes, "Sunny days would not be so enjoyable if it wasn't for the rain"? You never appreciate good health until you're in pain. Or maybe you know this one, "You don't know what you have until it's gone." The truth is, at times, we can be our own worst enemy because we can pray for a blessing, then receive that blessing, and then we allow that blessing to be the reason for us becoming comfortable and lukewarm. So what should God do? In His love, should He allow you to enjoy the blessing but lose your soul? Should He allow you to enjoy good health so that you can sin and be cast into hell? No. I truly believe that God so loves us that He doesn't want us to perish. And because of that, He will at times allow a challenge, a sickness, and illness to bring you to your knees so that you can search for Him and be saved. Some of us are so comfortable that God has to send a challenge into our lives just to get our attention and get us to pray. So before you go questioning God about your healing or why did this have to happen to me, be mindful that God loves you. However, His ways are higher.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Than our ways. Mark 8, verse 36. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Friends, I would like to ask you, what would it profit you to live a healthy life, but be so comfortable that your relationship with God suffers and you end up being cast in hell? Jesus said, it's better to enter eternal life with only one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. And I pray that you see. It's better to suffer pain in this body and go to heaven, a place where there is no pain or sorrow for eternity. It's better than living a pain-free life, only to be tormented in hell for the rest of eternity.
Beloved, if you seek the Lord, if you search for Him with all your heart, you will find Him. We often spend so much energy, we spend so much effort and time seeking things, seeking people, seeking money. We expend a lot of energy seeking affection, seeking approval on all kinds of things that are temporary, things that will pass away. But today, saints, my message to you is that we need to seek Jesus Christ. Before you seek the things of this earth, call on the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. I encourage you to seek protection under the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Seek tranquility from the Prince of Peace. Seek God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. I encourage you to seek, to call, to chase the one who commands millions of angels, the one who speaks and creates. Call on the one who has the keys to life and death in His hands. So whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation you're up against, God wants you to call on Him. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. And so, I want to encourage you. When you look at God's word, when you look at His promises, He says, trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you. He says, abide in me, and I will restore you. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on Him, whether it's day or night.
He who started a good work in us will see it through to the end. Reach out to Him by faith. Be constant in prayer. Be relentless in your faith and watch Him move in seemingly impossible ways. Now, this isn't just a quick fix. There needs to be some persistence. You need some tenacity to stand strong in the Lord, to stand and believe, to stand and wait for what He has promised. Because when you stand,
You're making sure that there is no temptation that can overtake you. You're making it known to the enemy that you trust God to have already provided a way of escape, even if you can't see it. You're guaranteed victory when you stand strong in the Lord. And the thing about standing strong in God is that it does take practice. It takes a maturity of faith for you to be able to stand strong as a Christian. You go through one trial and God makes a way. You go through a tougher trial and your belief is stronger, but it's tested. Yet God still makes a way. It's a maturing of faith. And one of the keys to growth in terms of your faith in God is that it takes you actually cultivating a relationship with Jesus Christ. He invites you to know Him. He invites you to seek, knock, and ask. But with that, your effort is required. You have to make the effort. You have to discipline yourself to read His Word, to pray daily. It takes daily communion with Him. You have to count your blessings and shift your perspective so that you're filled with thanksgiving for all that He has done. And here's why it's so important for you to do these things. When you make prayer your practice, when you practice not just reading the Word, but living the Word, when you appreciate God's goodness, then this renews your faith in Him each day. This is the maturing of the faith. By living for Him each day, when you then come to face tough times, His Word is ingrained in you. Prayer is a part of your lifestyle. You have a personal relationship with the Lord. This is when you can stand strong. This is the way you will fortify your spirit, so that when the enemy surrounds you like a flood, you will be able to stand strong in the Lord. I can assure you, when you have an established relationship with Jesus Christ, you will find that it becomes much easier to stand and be strong. It will become your default stance and posture to trust God or run to hide and find refuge in Him. So I encourage you today to start a relationship with the Lord today, so that when the troubles come, you will be able to stand strong in the Lord.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.